Okay, Teshuvah. All right, my darlings, here we are in the 40 days of repentance up to the day of Yom Kippur. Pray me. Beginning from the first of Elul. And I just praise God. There's so many flowers and grasses and everything's blooming. And so am I. But anyway, Teshuvah means to repent. The subtitle, or not to repent. To be or not to be. Basically, taken from Shakespeare. Love Shakespeare. The last several days, the Lord has been giving me regarding the place I live and the circumstances and situation that I found myself in. So this is a time of introspection. There's 40 days in Rosh Hashanah, which will be next Sunday, and 10 days of awe, judging the nations, and then Yom Kippur, the day of judging Israel as a nation, the high holy days, the civic calendar. Whew, and there's a lot to say about that, but I'm just going to give you what God gave me. And this is Ki from Ki Tavo. He has been speaking to me because I live in a very, very difficult place and have been, as I've reviewed my past year, gone through extremely difficult hardships and persecutions. Unbelievable how people will turn against you and what comes out of their hearts and the things that are there in their hearts towards you. Unbelievable. And yet it is believable because there's nothing new under the sun. Revelation 9. I'm going to start a little bit of above just to give you the context because the angels are sounding the trumpets in chapter 9. And, pardon me, we sound the trumpet, the shofar, been sounding the shofar every night up to Rosh Hashanah. And it's a call to warning, the king is coming and you need to search yourself. So I reviewed the last year. Oof, I mean, it was a real testing. And so these, we're talking here in verse, in the vision, we'll start at verse 15, and the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on him, having breastplates of fire, and of hyacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouth. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like to serpents, and they had heads, and with them they do hurt. Verse 20. And this is an overlapping judgment. And this is the reason why. And the rest of all the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works, of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold, nor worship devils and isles of gold, and silver and brass and stone, and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And the reason this scripture has been coming to me, because I am surrounded by this. A lot of theft where I lived. There's a lot of wife swapping, you know, trafficking, sex trafficking, prostitution. You see prostitutes all over here. drugs, which is sorceries and witchcraft. There's straight up witchcraft here. Sorcerers and witches. And murders. And they bring the judgment for idolatry. These sort of expressions are worship of their, you know, devils. That's how they get there. Okay? So, it's interesting. Ki Tavo is the partial reading for this week. That is the last Sabbath. The next Sabbath will begin Rosh Hashanah. Saturday. So, Ki Tavo means when you come to the land. Ki Tova. When you come to the land, and there was a ratifying, I'm just going to give a brief summary, of the Sinai Covenant of the Law on Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim, to reaffirm the covenant, and to remind the people, because we so easily forget, the consequences of breaking covenant with God. Remember, the covenant of God is summarized in the Ten Commandments. The rest of the judgments and statutes, precepts, are the dilating of exactly what that means. Okay, praise God. And then, so that's the Parsha. The Haftarah is Isaiah 60. Rise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, even as deep, dark, gross darkness. Gross, black, dark. It's getting, the mystery of iniquity is coming to full maturity, and the harvest is here, and the judgments are coming. And then the Brit Chadasha, or the New Testament readings, are from Revelation 21. 10 through 27, which speaks about the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven and how resplendent she is. And this is very important, okay? Because at this time, when Rosh Hashanah and the blowing of the trumpets began, the civil new year, there's 10 days of awe where the nations come under the inspection of the Lord, and that we individually come under. They're very solemn days until the fast day of Yom Kippur. But we know who the deliverer is, the ultimate deliverer in Hebrews of Yom Kippur. Shana Tova Tikatevu. That's the greeting usually. You hear it all over Jerusalem. And I don't hear him say Tikatevu very much, but I hear him say Lashana Tova, which means, may your name be inscribed in the book of life. And then you reply with Gemlacha, which means the same to you. Now, what is the Sinai covenant? And what is the covenant? Well, in the tabernacle of Moses, there is the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. And in this Ark of the Covenant, on the top was the mercy seat. And inside were the Ten Commandments given to Moses. And some manna in a jar. And these were prophetic of the wedding covenant that the Lord made with the Jews on Sinai. And the manna in the jar was the bread from heaven, and the jar was Jesus. And it was the bread from heaven is in this covenant. This is who made covenant with us. And the mercy seat was sprinkled with blood. It was the blood of Yeshua to cleanse it. You came to the mercy seat under the cherubim because that's where the throne of God is. And the cherubim surround it. And you came through the blood of Jesus. That's the only way to get there. And you came in humility, repenting. Repenting is a gift. You came repenting, and then you receive the mercy of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit then enables you to keep the commandments in the ark. It is, and the keys are the blood. The keys are the blood of Jesus, and this is often referred to as the ketubah. That Yeshua was concealed in. The ketubah is the wedding covenant, the wedding contract between Jesus and his bride. So we're going to look a little bit at this wedding contract that the Lord has with the nations, the sheep and the goat nations, those who will serve him and love him, down to you and I, how we will serve and love the Lord because he has bought us with his blood.